Do not take for granted that we have better allowances than the people from a generation before us. With that being said, podcasting is a way to use the internet and internet connections to share your thoughts and opinions with the people of this world. Maybe even another universe. I don't know who's listening. But there's a responsibility when you get on here and you spew your thoughts, your experiences, and what you think is real and what you think is bullshit. With that being said, respect people who have the balls to share their experiences, whether you agree with them or not, whether you like them or not, because someone is learning verbally or visually from listening to someone's experiences to make a better decision about what they are going to do with their lives. I think it's another form of media that should be respected. And I know currently what's being focused when it comes to podcasts is negativity, when there's so many great podcasters out there and content creators that are giving us information we can use. And we do have government entities who are trying to find fault with a lot of platforms allowing people to have everyday access to certain information that they can benefit off of if they didn't have access to it. With that being said, I do appreciate you guys supporting this podcast, listening, checking for it, giving me feedback for it. And even if you hate this podcast, motherfucker, thank you. Because your opinion is all love. My name is Shan. I do this because I want to do this. I don't do this because it's trendy. I don't do this because everybody has one. I don't do this because I have to. And I don't do this because I ain't got nothing else going on. Because I got other shit going on. I got other shit I could be doing. And I feel like it's enough people out here in this world lying to you for the sake of being able to use you in a certain way. I ain't got no reason to lie to you. I ain't got no reason to be dishonest. And I always want to show people that it's okay to live in complete honesty and be your full self. And whoever don't like it, fuck it. Welcome to She Gets a Pod. That shit was so loud.
It sounded like I was in your ear. But anyway, let me get back to the show. My dad. <dance. laughs>
Oh, God. What candle do I want to burn tonight? Let's burn coconut driftwood. I'm using a candle warmer. It's not a flame, y'all. Relax. Relax. It's the first night I don't have to turn on my heater. Oof, I did not take a melatonin. So we're going to trust that today exhausted me enough for me to take my ass to sleep. But until I get sleepy, I'm going to talk to y'all. So I can't think of the day, the exact day. I want to say it's March 18th. Of 2018 that I started She Gets a Pod. And I started it because I created Cozy Womb Podcast first. And I didn't want to talk about everything else in my life that wasn't parent related on a parenting podcast, because that would make the audience too big. So I've said this before. I was supposed to be doing the podcast, a podcast, not She Gets a Pod, but a podcast with an ex of mine. But he's such a Pisces, such a perfectionist that we could never get started. So I was like, while you're deliberating on how you want to go about this, I'm going to try talking and learning about it on my own. So she gets a pod. Well, she gets it originally, okay? And over time, people kept taking the name, but not doing a podcast and just having the name sit out into the abyss. And I was the only one actually creating traction on She Gets It. So whenever people will put in She Gets It, they will see them and they will see me. I didn't like that. So I can't remember what year it was. I just added pod at the end because I remember reaching out to two women who are doing a pod called She Gets It. And I was like, hey, did you guys know that this name was already taken? Blah, blah, blah. It was like, oh, we didn't. Sorry. I'll talk to my business partner or whatever. Bullshit. So they didn't change the name or anything. So I was like, I don't want to keep giving basically other podcasters who are not as consistent as me marketing for free. So I was like, I'm going to just put it, She Gets a Pod. So now when you put in She Gets a Pod, my podcast pops up. And that's what the fuck I like. And I appreciate you guys for listening. So the reason I want to do this pod is not because it's my 6-year anniversary. It's more because podcasters are getting seen in such a negative light. And it's because there are people who just wanted to have an excuse to get on a mic and tell the world, hey, my name is X, Y, and Z, and I'm a slut bucket. Hey, my name is such and such, and I hate women. Hey, my name is this, and I hate men because of the 3 relationships I had. I hate men. So let me tell you how men are horrible. And it's just like, listen, if everyone could sit and spew hate and spew negativity based on their own little ass experiences, because in a big world, you have a little ass experience, okay? Why don't everybody podcast? You know what I'm saying? There's a mic on everyone's phone. There's a voice recording thing on everyone's phone. And I promise you, you can find a free host somewhere to upload it and throw it out into the universe. Because the reality is, every podcaster is not out here to podcast, to talk shit about people, to shit on men and women, to bring negativity, to gossip. There are a lot of people out here who creatively think each episode through, who creatively sit into studios and hire people to come on and play different voices of characters on a show in order to give you a eardrum of a movie, a show, an experience instead of with your eyes. And there are some podcasters who only want to podcast to sit and have a video just roll and record them as they talk, and they could care less about the audio. And there are some podcasters who don't give a fuck about having visuals and just want to sit and record and just have audio and have dialogue and talk about different topics, talk about nonsense topics, talk about things they would talk about on their grandmama's porch with friends from around the way. You know, things you would talk about at a Domino's table when you sitting and you drinking and eating with your family. Like, there are people who really podcast as their form of therapy, right? And they have the balls or the guts or the tits to press record and allow the world to press play and to hear their thoughts. and to hear their fuck ups, and to hear their achievements, and to hear how they had nothing, and to hear about their upbringing and what they learned and places they traveled. And it, I feel like if you look at podcasting in that way, it's a way to connect with millions of people that you physically and personally do not know on a whole nother level. To me, when you have a podcaster that's out here educating you in a way where you didn't know of the things that they were saying, you're not from their culture, but you can learn about their culture. You can learn about the people that they're interviewing. Instead of you sit and hope to have an experience, you could hear about an experience from someone else's point of view to make you make a better decision on, do you still want this experience? Do you still want to go to this place? Is this career still something you want? Is this still a state or an area that you would love to buy a house? You know? And it sucks every time when I hear people who don't normally listen to podcasts have like a shitty idea of podcasters based upon one experience with one or one indirect experience. And when I say indirect experience, I'm talking about many women who may talk to a woman or talk to a man who has these ideas about what they're going through based on something they heard elsewhere, have these assumptions of what their personality is because they eat at this place or they wear clothes here or they're from this area. Like, it's so dumb. Even though you listen to podcasts, you still have to go out into the world and have your own experiences. Even though you listen to a podcaster, who's to say your experience will be just like the experience they shared on a show? And I think people have to stop forgetting to write down their thoughts and close the book and not overshare. I think people are forgetting that they still have a therapist. They just haven't gone in a long time. And every time they're supposed to go to therapy, they don't go to therapy. They cancel and they pick up a mic. Because some people do use podcasting as a way to vent, as a way to talk about what made them angry, as a way to talk about the people in their lives or their personal experience. And we're seeing it visually get more in depth with platforms like TikTok, because now TikTok, with this whole Risa Tisa situation, you could upload 50 videos of your personal experience. As amazing as it is, as shitty as it is, the world wants to know. And me personally, my opinion, I feel like you'll get more traction in this world if something shitty is happening to you and it does not affect the viewer. Meaning, there is something about people today where they get so engulfed, so interested, so invested in someone else's life being more miserable than theirs. So they have to watch, so they have to click, so they have to listen, so they have to be in the know, so they have to have updates. And I'm just like, when did we all get this miserable? When did we all get this sucked into other people's lives because our lives ain't got shit going on? When did we get so entitled for other people's information? Why do we have or make the time for shit that has no positivity on our lives? And why are we still out here rewarding bad behavior? Because there are great podcasts out here that don't get talked about, are not in top podcast charts. And I feel like people just gravitate towards the ones that come across their page or the ones that have messy clickbait. And yeah, I know it's marketing. You want to market the show, but at the same time, it's so empty and unfulfilling. Like, you see it all the time. Well, I see it all the time. I don't know what you see. I ain't gonna speak for you. Usually podcasters, in my opinion. She Gets a Podcast will be right back. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's early in the year. Christmas is done. Happy New Year's were said. We heard them, okay? But how do you feel? It's tax time and frustration is on the rise all across the board. Layoffs are still happening and people have lost loved ones. And the way that life was being lived in 2023 is not what's happening at the beginning of this year. You just need some relief. But sometimes going out with friends or going out with family and talking to them is not help. It's not helping. And it's okay. Sometimes you need to find a way to climb out of your thoughts in a positive way. If you need professional help, try BetterHelp. They will work right with you. Contact www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get started today with 10% off your first month with BetterHelp to get the relief you need to be your best self again. Do not sit in those thoughts. Get the help you need today. Now back to the show. That gravitate towards content that's mass talked about or drama or celebrity gossip or trendy. Yeah, they are hot for right now, but they won't be hot for long. You know what I'm saying? It's like eventually they're going to turn into hot dog water, old hot dog water. Okay. And you're going to be wondering, like, what's that smell like? Yeah, I used to listen to that, but I don't listen to that anymore. Oh, yeah, them. Yeah, I saw they had an episode, but I haven't listened in weeks or I haven't listened in months. You're going to burn yourself out as a content creator waiting on content to appear in front of you. Thank you so much for checking out She Gets It Pod. My name is Shan. I am the creator of this podcast. I've been doing this podcast since March of 2018. Damn. But I appreciate you. If you would like to support this podcast, you can with just a click of your button on your phone, your Android or your iPhone, okay? You can go to any podcast platform, leave me a review, let me know who you are because I might want to find you on social media and thank you, and tell me what you think about the show. Or you can go to She Gets It Shop, buy yourself some merch, support me, and there's a link in the podcast notes of every episode where you can donate directly to Red Circle that will support this podcast. Till next time, don't do nothing I want to do. I ain't got no bail money for you. Don't call my phone. Do not DM me, okay?
You waiting on something to talk about, waiting on someone to do something crazy so you can be a part of the same conversation 20 plus other podcasts are going to do on a Monday morning because of what happened yesterday or because of what happened over the weekend. And I feel like it's so lazy. We are an amazing generation who have options out the asshole. And we have a way to grab the world by its ears, literally. We have a way to make the world pay attention to us wherever we are by uploading a video or uploading a conversation that was had or something you wanted to talk about on a Sunday fucking night. And you would waste all that allowance on a conversation or a topic that's going to be talked about 100 times today. That's going to be talked about 50 times up until Friday. It's lazy. I don't care how you cut it. And there are some podcasters who don't care about doing the research. There are some podcasters who thrive on drama and gossip. There are some podcasters who only want to talk about things they have a degree in, or only want to talk about nature, or only want to talk about books that they're reading. Who the fuck cares? There should be a podcast for everyone, just like there's a sport for anyone or everyone to consume. There's a brand that you have a choice of consuming. So do podcasts. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to listen to every podcast. You don't have to like the podcast that the people around you like. But you cannot blame a whole media genre of people based upon one person. If you met somebody and they happened to be a podcaster and they were an asshole, let that one person be that asshole. But do not take the judgment of that one person, and because they were a podcaster, then they're this. And now all podcasters are this. It's like y'all brains only have a maximum space for intelligent thought. And it's so fucking exhausting. Like, I've never gotten on any of my shows, any of my 6 shows that I do, and say, let me title this, "This is why I hate men. This is why no one needs men. This is why men don't need to be here. This is why men can't X, Y, and Z." There are some troubled, lost, confused, sad, angry men and women in this world. So I don't feel like the blame is just on the men, and I don't feel like the blame is just on the women. And then you start to internalize, okay, well, what race are they? Because in America, we talk about race. We don't want to talk about character. We don't want to talk about careers. We want to talk about race, and then we want to treat each other based upon how we deem you should be treated, based upon what you look like, what you have, where your money is. And it's so exhausting. Like, we should be so much better. Okay. And yeah, I feel like podcasting is a great way to express yourself. I know there are some podcasters that I would never hold discussions with. I would never want to come on the show. I would never invite them to the show. But I don't have to sit on a mic or on a screen and tell the world, let me tell you why I hate this podcast. Or let me tell you why I hate this host. Or let me tell you my experience with this host and why you shouldn't listen to this podcast. Like, I don't see myself doing that shit. I don't care about shit that be going on if I don't care about the shit that be going on. And it's very easy for me to not care about the opinions of other people that I don't know and I don't give a fuck about. It's very easy for me to have an attitude of, it's just a regular day. Meanwhile, it could be 1,000 people having a conversation about me. And if you don't tag me in it, I wouldn't know. I'm not going to look for who doesn't like me. I'm not going to look at who has an opinion about an episode I did. If you have an opinion about an episode I did, there are several ways to contact me. You can DM me on Twitter. You can DM me on IG. You can DM me on TikTok. You can email me, shegetsapod@gmail.com. You can FaceTime me if we know of each other. Like, there's so many ways for you to let me know your thoughts. But if you're a whole ass nigga, you gonna tell someone that I don't talk to a lot or that may know me. And then in conversation, I'm going to hear, oh, there's a lot of people that feel like, oh, you just like a pick me podcaster where you just going to agree on what the men say so you could be cool with the man. Listen. Biologically, scientifically, and because the Lord wanted me to, he gave me a fat whip. Clean vagina, and it's still there, you know what I'm saying? And I am a woman, okay? I do not like being ashy. I like to take 2 showers a day. I have makeup. I wear dresses. I wear shorts. I wear pants. I wear jeans. I wear sweatpants. I might buy a men's shirt, but it's only because I have double D titties, you know what I'm saying? I might dress down more than I dress up. Because that's what I'm comfortable in. I have days where, yeah, I want to put on heels and a dress today, but that's never an everyday thing. I have days where I want to put on makeup, but that's never an everyday thing. I'm not going to hide from you because I don't have on makeup. I'm not going to cancel plans because I can't get my hair done. It's just fucking hair, right? And with that being said, I am very much a woman of my own thoughts, of my own mind, you know, of my own creative things that I want to do. So there's a lot of things that women do or say or assume about what men should and shouldn't be doing that I will never agree with because just like some men be manipulating, some women be manipulating too. And they be turning on the light switch for victim. You can't say that to me, but turn around and that person is saying that to you. And I'm just like, hey, I'm always going to be straight up. I'm always going to be fair. But you cannot do people wrong. Look at me. And expect me to agree with the wrong that you did. I'm not, right? So a lot of times when some women may listen to the podcast or thoughts I have had on podcasts in the past, they feel like, oh, she's just going to agree with the guys, just to agree with the guys. Nah, because if it was like 5 women on a podcast saying some shit that I didn't agree with, I guarantee you I'm going to disagree. Because for me, as a creator, as a person, I don't give a fuck about who I lose by being honest. And if I gain more respect from you because I'm honest, great. And I wish more people could have an attitude where you want to be honest first over everything. And that's how you function best. And sometimes it might rub people in the wrong way that, oh my gosh, why would you say that? Because it's the fucking truth. You know what I'm saying? Because you need to hear it. And I'm a podcaster, but I'm not someone who feels a need to knock other people's down so I can stand up. There's a lot of podcasters out here and a lot of creative people who are talented, but they use their talents for bullshit. And we hear it. And yes, a lot of the discussion among quote unquote Black podcasters is a distraction of how we can be better together, a distraction of us pushing forward, a distraction of us having the same stupid conversations over there so you don't pay attention to what other ethnicities are doing over here. And until we stop getting into these booby traps of bullshit conversation that require no growth from, we won't be better as people. And our children won't be better in the next generation because we can figure out how we can work together. So it's not going to take just one person being great. It's not going to take just one podcast being at least here. We have to group together and figure out what is the purpose of you podcasting. What are you giving to your audience each week? What are they getting from you? What are they learning? What are you gaining from them? What are you learning about yourself while you podcast? What is something you haven't talked about that you need to talk about? You got to put the energy into it. So, people out here, please shut the hell up or do your podcast and have it subscription only so no one will subscribe and no one will have to hear that shit. Because a lot of the ways that y'all sit and talk on a podcast about other people and not yourselves or your own experiences is giving off, my life ain't got shit going on. Let me talk about somebody else's life. It's very boring. What's the word I'm looking for? Oh my God, I'm having a brain fart. It's very boring and expected. There's nothing fun about it. There's nothing exciting about it. A lot of y'all not even creative in your titles. And we can only get better if we're trying to get better. We can only be honest if we're willing to be honest and lose and gain from our honesty. And I just want to say, all podcasters, again, are not horrible people. We are creatives in a mixture of people who just want a shortcut for clout, just want a shortcut for monetizing, just want a shortcut for brands. And they really have nothing to say on these mics. They really have nothing to give on these mics. They just really want to be a part of something because they feel left out of everything. And so if you're a podcaster out here podcasting for the right reasons, I appreciate you. Thank you. And that's what the fuck I wanted to say about podcasters getting a fucking bad name. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I hope I said something that you can learn from, and if I didn't, go ahead and get a Nair's Q-tip and clean your ears out. Okay, don't shove it in there, but clean your ears out, because you must have missed something. Okay, we're not all horrible, but there's a lot of them that are horrible and popular because people just like drama and negativity. And when you look at different podcasts and you see that they're talking about something interesting, then and only then will you see, oh, they're not all horrible. Told your ass.